The Trump administration is proposing sweeping changes to the Endangered Species Act, but they're actually late to the party. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso has been leading the GOP effort within Congress to revamp the decades-old legislation that was set up to protect animals on the brink of extinction back in 1973. It hasn't been reauthorized since 1992. And as Matt Laszlo reports from Washington, many Republicans are now calling for drastically overhauling the proposal.
The current version of the Endangered Species Act, or ESA, just isn't cutting it for Republicans, and Barrasso is set on overhauling it altogether. He's the chair of the powerful Committee on Environment and Public Works, a post he used to release draft legislation to revamp the law.
What I want to do is modernize and update the Endangered Species Act so that we actually have recovery plans in place to help species fully recover rather than just keep them kind of on in the intensive care unit.
Barrasso's bill calls for improved transparency in the endangered species listing process, and it seeks to include more state and local input in the process. Barrasso says state-level conservation efforts are going well, and bureaucrats in Washington often just get in the way.
So the substantial resources of the states are not located in Washington, D.C. These state agencies are in the field every day working to protect wildlife.
Wyoming Governor Matt Mead was in Washington recently to testify on behalf of Barrasso's draft legislation. He was chair of the Western Governors Association, and from that post, he led an effort to gain support for an effort similar to Barrasso's, which is why he's supportive of this new bill.
Addressing root problems would obviate the need for Congress to intervene with respect to individual species. That would be better legislation, better policy, and better for wildlife. The chairman's discussion draft offers real bipartisan, which is so critical, way to correct deficiencies in the ESA implementation while maintaining science-based decision-making.
But Democrats beg to differ. Senator Tom Carper of Delaware is the committee's lead Democrat. He says the proposed bill has numerous flaws, including a lack of resources.
Legislation that we're holding this hearing on today does not provide a meaningful funding solution for species conservation. Instead, the legislation proposes several changes to the act that cause, for me, some real concerns.
New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker says the new endangered species rewrite is actually unwinding a vital federal law.
So given this extinction crisis, I just believe that we're considering a bill that in its total conception is taking us in the wrong direction. It's a step in the wrong direction.
Instead, Booker and other Democrats say the biggest problem remains a lack of resources on the ground, and they say that's the federal government's role. But Governor Mead pushed back against those cries. To him, the ESA overhaul will boost conservation without new spending.
So now we have an opportunity to improve the Endangered Species Act for wildlife and for people. We can encourage innovative conservation practices that obviate the need to list species. We can facilitate faster and more cost-effective species recovery.
Barrasso's bill doesn't do away with the federal role, as some critics contend. Under it, both the Secretary of the Interior and the Secretary of Commerce maintain the power to overrule states' recommendations in regards to the ESA. While critics disagree, Barrasso maintains his bill is a compromise.
For 30 years, defenders of the status quo have prevented prior Congresses and administrations from improving the law.
The partisan views laid out in the hearing don't seem to signal a clear path forward for reforming the ESA. At the heart of the debate is an age-old party battle. Who should have more power, the state or federal government? Even with a willingness to reach across the aisle, can the parties iron out their differences? For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.